In the back room at the Veterans of Foreign Wars post in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood, the bar is open, peanuts are out for snacking, and three men sit around the counter, each one a veteran of a different war. Everyone agrees the use of chemical weapons is abhorrent, but they have different thoughts on how the situation should be handled by the United States, if at all. 46-year-old Aaron Stoltz served in the Gulf War. Stoltz says the U.S. should have taken military action against Syria 2 years ago, before there were more than 100,000 casualties.
If you take military action, you do what in the first Gulf War was referred to as the Powell Doctrine, which is overwhelming force to achieve a meaningful military objective, and when you've met that objective, then you're done.
Justin, who doesn't want to give his last name, is 31 years old. He fought in the Iraq War. He's worried that the rebel forces in Syria trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad aren't friendly to Western ideals and are not worth backing.
I can't really get behind the president supporting al-Qaeda forces. It kind of seems to me that most of the rebels have come out to be, in one way or another, somewhat connected to al-Qaeda forces and supporting pretty much the enemy that we're fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Doesn't sit well with me.
Then Gulf War vet Aaron Stoltz makes the point that thousands and thousands of people are dead. At least 1,400 more died possibly as a result of chemical weapons. So why risk igniting a big fight with Syria and its allies, Russia and China, when in the past
the world didn't have a collective conniption fit during the Iran-Iraq war where chemical munitions were used, mostly by Saddam Hussein against the Iranians. He also used them in 1986 in Halabja, killed a lot of Kurds with chemical weapons. I don't recall the UN having a collective fit over that.
The vets bring up some interesting points, and I run them by University of Washington professor Stephen Majeski, who specializes in foreign policy. Majeski says, yes, that during the Iran-Iraq war, the Reagan administration supported Iraq and didn't do anything when Iraq used chemical weapons against Iran.
When those weapons of mass destruction, the chemical weapons, were used by Iraq, the United States really did not react in a positive way. That did not deter the United States, and under the Reagan administration, they continued to support Iraq in all kinds of ways, although much of it was covert.
And while the world criticized Iraq for using chemical weapons against the Kurds, there was no mention of missile strikes.
They really did not have any champions on their behalf. And so while it was condemned, the attack was certainly condemned by the international community, there was not much that was done aside from that.
When I ask Majeski if things would have been different if the U.S. had gotten involved with Syria earlier, he says,
we and the rest of the international community were involved in ousting Gaddafi from Libya.
As far as radicalized rebel fighters connected to al-Qaeda, yes, they're there. And one thing that's very clear and makes the situation even more complicated is that there's been an internationalization of the Syrian civil war.
The Iranians have supported the Syrian regime. The Saudis, the Qataris have supported the rebels with arms, with money. Hezbollah, of course, has gotten involved directly into the conflict. And so what I would say is not so much radicalization as internationalization of the war. It's turned into a proxy war for various factions in the Middle East, Iran, Saudi Arabia in particular, being the two main players.
Back at the VFW hall in Ballard, 75-year-old Harold Rodenberger chimes in.
Well, I'm a old-timer Vietnam veteran, so I may look back at a little more history than these younger guys do. There's no easy course. There's just no easy course. I think that the only real solution is a negotiated peace, and unfortunately, it's hard to do.
As far as figuring out a way to end Syria's civil war, no one's been able to solve that. But Professor Majeski says this new deal being brokered by Russia for Syria to hand over its chemical weapons has a lot of possibility.
It may not change the situation on the ground in Syria, which some people would be upset about, but it is a path toward a diplomatic resolution of at least one central problem, which is the chemical weapons that the Assad regime does have.
Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.